Hello everybody, I'm Connor Shepherd, and you're listening to The Shepherd Show. Today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be... Yes, I'm going to be ranking the presidents. Me, Connor Shepherd. I'm going to rank the presidents in under 20 minutes. Mostly all of them. Obviously, there's going to be one... We probably even know who's going to be number one in the S tier or the A tier. So if you never even know what a tier list is, like a lot of you, I was asked a million times who the top presidents were. So today we're going to be tier ranking the most notable presidents in American history. Before we jump in, I just want to say to myself, you're probably thinking to yourself, who is your favorite president? Who is your least favorite president? Go along with me. Go along with me in my trip around. Go along with me and listen. But, so yes. Who is your favorite president? Think to yourself. Let's go over this president with me, and you can also mark down your own tier list if you want. This tier list, we have five tiers. We have S, which is supposedly stand for superiorist sense of the top list, and we have A, B, C, and F. No, I'm really missing the letter D here. I will admit to, because there are a bunch of presidents here that I think are actually D, but because they are D, I'm going to put them in the F category. We'll get to those in a moment. Let's start with the presidents who are at the very tip-top of the list. Best presidents in history of the United States. Obviously, on the top of the list, George Washington, our first president, kept the country together, left office peacefully. The father of the country, a great man, easy pick, right? George Washington in number one, and then everybody knows that the other president, there's only two presidents in this top tier. There are not three, there are not four. I know left thinks FDR's in that top tier. I know probably right think Reagan's in that top tier. Neither one of them are Washington and Lincoln. Lincoln is the other guy in that top tier. Beyond simply leading America through the Civil War and to a new birth of freedom, it was Lincoln who, as a thinker, helped got us through the Civil War. He had great generals to do it. We had General Grant, who's also going to be on this list. McClellan, he wasn't the best. If you know anything about history, he did not really like to fight, but he tried running against Lincoln, failed miserably, but at least he tried. Then things start to get kind of interesting right now, I'm going to do this in reverse order. I want to start with people who I think are just the worst presidents, people who just were terrible. Now we're going to the F tier. Let's begin in the president who I think is pretty easily the worst president of the United States, without much of a question, Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson is a clear F. Woodrow Wilson is a garbaggio. Woodrow Wilson was a vicious racist in favor of radical expansion of the federal government. He believed that the state should have no limits on it. He was effectively socialist. He believed that administrative government of the United States should be run top down by the elites. He not only got us into World War I, he then used World War I as a pretext to basically go after his political opponents with a Sedition Act. Woodrow Wilson was a horrible, horrible president. And the fact that for a long time he was considered one of our better presidents speaks to how dumb America's historical class is. The reason a lot of America's historical class likes him is because they, again, like the administrative state. The administrative state, who you don't know, it's the idea that the executive branch really should run the government. The legislative should have just is just the organ. As president should say, as big a man as he can be, as big a man as he's capable of filling the office. He's a big fan of how German government was run. He was a big fan of the idea that government was supposedly be all end all. Awful, awful person, awful president. He's definitely in the F category. Other presidents who are in the F category. I really wish there was a D category right here. And what would be the D category, but we're going to have to put in the F category because we really have no other choice. There's no D category here. Is LBJ. LBJ definitely goes in that category, in that F category. I know everyone who is in my class said, we just went over him, he did the Civil Rights Act, calm down. I know he did that. That was like his only good thing that he did, though. He was the sole bright spot in the LBJ. It was the Civil Rights Act. It was the bright spot. The Civil Rights Act, which is exactly right on banning all sorts of discrimination. It was a great idea and good for him. Encroaching into private rights of association and is wrong in some of broad outlines as far as how to deal with the private sector. Everything else is garbage. The extension of the welfare state is garbage. The Vietnam War and his strategy in pursuing the Vietnam War graduated horrible, horrible garbage. LBJ, terrible president. He definitely goes in that bottom tier along with Woodrow Wilson, other people who belong in that bottom tier. Wait, let's just go over all the presidents here. We got Washington, Lincoln in the S tier. We have Woodrow Wilson, LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson in the F tier. And then here are the rest of the presidents. We have Eisenhower, Kennedy, Cleveland, Carter, Coolidge, Taft, Bush, or W. Bush, Obama, Grant, Nixon, I think that is, who is that? I'll get back to it. There's Trump, Truman, James Buchanan, oh wait, that is Madison. Then there's also Jefferson and Reagan, and there is, crap, I don't know who that is. I'll get to him. I'll remember his name when we get to the tier, when I look on the script, all right? So, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, he is going in the F tier. He was in the bottom tier. Despite his, apparently the left probably thinks he was a great president. He was not a good president. He was not a good president. Let's just say that. Beloved FDR is just a terrible president. Despite his historians, FDR is a wonderful president. It's pretty obvious that he lacked in the Great Depression in 8 years, according to the study in UCLA, Anderson Business School. Through his horrific economic policies, he basically portrayed anybody who was not under his thumb as a quote-unquote malefactor of great wealth. He was a class warrior in the extreme. He really did not know much about economic policy. I'm glad that he was great on the radio, but aside from his pursuit of World War II, that's pretty much it. Now, this is why, again, that D category would be good, because FDR as a World War II leader was good, except for, you know, unfortunate imprisoning 100,000 Japanese Americans in camps. That was not good. But other than that, this World War II pursuit was good. I was sure he was in that D category. LBJ was in that D category, so we can at least recognize the good things that they did along with all the bad things. But some people have FDR on the top tier presidents. No fucking way. No way. Oh wait, no, other presidents who belong in the bottom tier. Richard Nixon. I'll put Richard Nixon there. I think Nixon was a terrible president. I know that a lot of Republicans have a warm spot for Lincoln because of he was not George McGovern. But putting aside Watergate, which, again, was, like, the least of his sentence, even though LBJ bugged very Goldwater's headquarters in 1964, which he won't tell you, he did not dismantle a vast government apparatus built by LBJ. He exacerbated that. He pursued the opening of China, which resulted in the rise of a dictatorial empire that has now threatened America power in Southeast Asia. Not a big Nixon fan. I know there's a lot of people who are. I'm not. You could possibly put him in the C category, but no, I'll put him in the F category. Just even-handed. And finally, as the last person that goes in the F category, there's two more for the F category. One is going to be Barack Obama. Obama goes in the F category. I think he's an awful president. I think he did horrific worth mainly to his rhetoric. In terms of legislation, I think Obamacare was an atrocity, and I think his spending plans was the stimulus and raising. It was helped destroy the economic future of the United States. That's bad enough. Also, he did terrible stuff. I mean, he couldn't really pass a lot of bills because he, how should I say this? He had a Democratic House and Senate. I'm sorry right now because if I'm talking pretty silently, my headphones are dead. So I gotta turn them off and I gotta switch to my backup here. I'm so sorry here. I should have prepared for this. I did not. So I'm going to go to my backup headset so you guys can hear me better. Can you guys hear me still? Hopefully. Come on, come on. This is embarrassing, and now I wish I paid for an editor to start this, but I didn't. Okay. Almost there. Almost back. Okay. Right back soon. Right. All right, I'm back. So, he had a Democratic House and Senate, so he could pass a lot of laws. But that's about it. His legislation, Obamacare, was an atrocity, as I already said. And his spending plans, the stimulus, and raising us to $4 trillion budgets, it's helped destroy the economic future of the United States. And that's bad enough. But between 2008 and 2012, Barack Obama morphed from a president who sort of campaigned on Clintonian throwaway as a guy who was not the blue states, but the red states, but the United States. He acted like a socialist. That's why I didn't like him. But in 2012, he went hardcore intersectionality. Anyone who opposes me is a racist. Yeah, so Obama, bad president. Alright, and the other president who is going to be put in the F tier is James Buchanan. James Buchanan. He was a tough one. James Buchanan, he was the president just before the Civil War. And to be fair, I'm not sure the Civil War happened because of James Buchanan. I don't think he does much to stop it. And because you have a bunch of other events that are happening outside of James Buchanan control, it doesn't mean he was a good president, he was a terrible president. Okay. So now we got your top category, we got the F category. Now let's go to the C category. Who are like, okay. In the A category. Now we're going in the A category. I'm sorry, I wrote the list wrong. But beside the transcript. To the A category, we got Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge, really underrated president. Because Calvin Coolidge is the last president in American history to truly understand the presidency should not be a major factor in your life. Calvin Coolidge was famously Cassidor. He was a silent cow. There's a famous story about Calvin Coolidge at a dinner party, and a reporter came up to him, and she said, President Coolidge, I met him, made a bet with somebody. He said, my bet is, I can make you say more than two words. And he said, you lose. That was sort of how Coolidge was. But Coolidge had a wonderful understanding of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. He had a speech on July 4th, and it was one of the great speeches in American history about what America means in a foundation of the principles, Declaration of Independence, the peace and prosperity of the United States, and had the freedoms and liberties and guaranteed to individuals in the United States. We are created by the Declaration. We are created by the Constitution. We are created. It's a really good speech. One of the tragedies in American history that Coolidge stepped down and Herbert Hoover took over. Herb Hoover was a bad president. Who else do we have here? Well, I'll put Reagan in the A category. Reagan, big problem as a president was, of course, he didn't get the spending under control. He was also saddled with the Democratic Senate for part of his term. And turned out breaking the back of inflation through his Fed chief. It was vulgar. And turned radical, lowering taxes. He didn't mean 2 decades of growth. Excellent. Yes, he tried a thing called Star Wars and was not good. In terms of radically lowering taxes in the United States in leading to 2 decades of growth in terms of escalating defense spendings, particularly on Star Wars, and breaking the power of the Soviet Union. Ronald Reagan goes near to the top of the heaps. So he ends up with Calvin Coolidge, who is one of his heroes, by the way, in the A category. Other presidents who are in the A category, probably Thomas Jefferson in the A category because his Federalist view in American government. Well, what we call a Federalist now, because he wanted to evolve more power to the states. Also, the Louisiana Purchase, which is one of the weird moments in American history where he saw a good deal, recognized he didn't have the constitutional authority to make it, and but hadn't made it anyways. Jefferson was a better president. I'll put Ulysses S. Grant at the A tier. He was a general in the Civil War, as I already said before. He was a great general, Lincoln's number one guy, and I already said Lincoln's in the S tier. They were good chums. Vision Ulysses S. Grant is portrayed in American history. Ulysses S. Grant was originally portrayed as sort of a drunken saw. I mean, he was a drunk. He did like whiskey. Fireball, to be exact. He was responsible for the rise of pork politics and sort of yielded federal corruption. It's not really accurate. If you don't remember Ulysses S. Grant presidency for anything, remember it, for he resided over Reconstruction. And one of the great tragedies of American history, that Reconstruction ends with Ulysses S. Grant's term in office, and then Jim Crow really begins and gains a serious hole, and the KKK basically has a powerful force in the South after Ulysses S. Grant leaves office. People are now looking back at the Grant era and realizing he was a stalwart defender of freedoms. So he was a good president. That's all I gotta say. He was a great president. B presidents. Here we go. Okay. They were like, okay, presidents. I'll put JFK in B. Yeah. Now I'm gonna put him in the C. Never mind. I gotta put him in the C. One of the more overrated presidents in American history. Obviously, history has been more kind to JFK because of the assassination. It would have been. The man was responsible for a wide variety of debacles. The Bay of Pigs was a big mistake. Debacle. He was anti-communist, as him being one of our better presidents. I don't see any evidence of that. By the way, our engagement with Vietnam begins with JFK, and it continues with LBJ. Grover Cleveland, we put in the D category, in the B category. He served twice non-consecutively, and Trump might do that. You never know. He was responsible for making the federal government did not outgrow what it was supposed to be. He famously rejected a stimulus package directed at Texas drought relief, saying there is no constitutional word for this, which is something you'll never hear from a president today. He goes in the B category. I'll put William Howard Taft in the same. Oh, Theodore Roosevelt, that's the other president. Theodore Roosevelt, that was the guy wasn't thinking of. I completely forgot about Theodore. Taft, he was a B president. We'll get to Teddy in 1 minute. William Howard Taft was a sort of retrenchment of traditional Republican values. He went and served in the Supreme Court of the United States. Sort of the figure that then lost his history. People make jokes about him because he was extremely big. He was a big dude. He was actually a pretty good president. And he was and had been for Teddy Roosevelt and his ego trips, then William Howard Taft would be more fondly remembered as the person who defeated Woodrow Wilson in 1912, which had trained the course of American history for the better in a lot of ways. Harry Truman, he's a B president. He tends towards C. I mean, I'd say he's a B president because of his Cold War nature, because of his handling at the end of World War II, and a personal fondness as a Jew. If you didn't know, if you're Jewish, you would love him. I think Ben would like him, Ben Shapiro. He is a I'm a Christian, so I can't really have a good good say in it, but Ben Shapiro is a Jew. I think he would like the president. So yeah. Truman, definitely a good be president. But he also did some bad stuff. The reason he doesn't rank higher on the list, it's because he had some dictatorials to unions. There's a famous steel case in which he intervened in an illegal way. And then, not only that, his policy to China was really bad. He provided more support to China into the Maoist revolution in China. His failure to do so was instrumental in the rise of communist China, which now affects us today. Also, the handling of Korean War, which my great-grandfather fought in, also got us into a pickle. President Trump, he's a B president. I think in terms of policy, he'd be closer to an S. In rhetoric, the problem he has been self-defeating of the president. Most people understand this. He had some real good rhetorical highs. I mean, he gave a great speech on Mount Rushmore, for example, that I talk about. He gave a great speech in Poland. He said many great things in the culture war that really saying he also said some incredibly wild and irresponsible things over the course of the president. He led to less support for his agenda items than should be wild, more popular. The fact is that going into the 2020 election, said 55% of Americans said they were better off where they were when Obama was president. He performed like 46% of the popular vote, which is only one reason for that. It's because he was so rhetorically responsible. On policy, you got to put Trump up with people like Reagan in the A tier, or maybe in the S tier, in court of rhetoric. You got to put him much further down the list. On average, being in the B category, he's not an F, as so many people keep saying that. That's ridiculous. He's not even close to the same category as Woodrow Wilson. I also did forget one F. Jimmy Carter was an F. Jimmy Carter was a Harvard president. As always, like all historians, I forget Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was not a good president. Maybe slightly better than people said he was. He actually did try to bring down inflation in the later years of his administration. He did so unsuccessfully. Slightly better does not mean good. He was still a horrible, horrible president. It's horrible he got himself blown out by Ronald Reagan, who's largely considered by the media to be the sort of jokey figure. We are going to jump in that C category pretty soon. But first, I want to see, where did you put Trump? Did you put him in the S tier? Maybe you put him in the C tier. Or maybe you're a dirty liberal who put him in the F tier. I'm telling you, Trump is not an F tier president. And he is not as bad as, he isn't a socialist like Woodrow Wilson was, and he definitely wasn't as bad as Jimmy Carter, like people say. So yeah, definitely, think to yourself, who was your best president? Think to yourself, and good. C presidents. I'm going to put Teddy Roosevelt in the C category. Again, with a D category, he'd be in the D category. Teddy Roosevelt was the first progressive president. He foreshadowed Woodrow Wilson leave in the rise of administrative state, and this massive federal infrastructure. It was trust busting, which was really an irresponsible policy driven by a populace to break up big companies for no actual legal reason. I don't think Teddy was a good president, but he did get shot and gave an 86-minute speech, and that was awesome. And he has a soft spot in my heart, but other than that, he is a C tier. I would put him in B, but I gotta put him in C because I'm not a big Teddy Roosevelt fan, but I did like he got shot and still gave an 86-minute speech. So yeah, he is a C tier. James K. Polk, that's who was the other president was. I didn't see him. Because I'm looking at the transcript right here. They gave me a whole face of presidents and didn't name them. So I was going off of pure memory, and I have no idea. I've heard of James K. Polk. I just don't know what he looks like. Here's responsible for widening the wars of the United States into Oregon and beginning of places like California and recognizing Texas Republic, the Mexican-American War. He probably goes in the B category. The only president in American history to run for one term and then win and then pledge only to be a one-term president then leave. Honestly, that'd be more, that would be good. Kevin Coolidge did that, but he didn't really do it at the very beginning, so James K. Polk's going in C tier. Eisenhower would put him, a lot of people would put him in the A category. I'm going to put him in the B tier. I'm not a big fan of Dwight Eisenhower. His policy was supposedly realist, actually, in many ways, infatuated many of the problems that we see today in faces like the Middle East. He supported the wrong side in the Suez Canal crisis. He basically did nothing as a Russian ruled by Hungarians through the Hungarian Revolution in 56. And now, more than I'm saying this, I'm going to put him in C tier. I changed my mind, I'm going to put Eisenhower in the C tier. Now that I'm thinking to myself, he was not a good president. Or he was okay, I should say. I'm going to put him as below average, so he's going in the C tier. Now, our only president left that he put on. And finally, we have a C president is George W. Bush, and a C-level president. I mean, that's largely because of the last 3 years of his administration. He started off as sort of a compromise figure, and then he became the guy who led us through 9/11 in what I think was truly heroic fashion. And then by the end of his term, when he was, you know, saying that we had to step in and save capitalism by destroying capitalism and not taking on this mortgage crisis in a responsible way, Bush was never capable of explaining himself. History explains for him. That was never a good strategy. Alright, so there we have it. Here's a quick rundown. We have Washington and Lincoln S tier, Calvin Coolidge, Reagan, Jefferson and Grant A tier, B tier. We got Cleveland, Taft, Polk, Trump, and Harry Truman. C tier, we got John F. Kennedy or JFK, Teddy Roosevelt, George W. Bush, and Eisenhower. F tier, we have a lot of them in F tier, going from best, or from worst to not worst. We got Woodrow Wilson, then we got FDR, LBJ, Richard Nixon, Barack Obama, James Buchanan, and James Carter. That is my tier list. I ranked the presidents. And maybe you could show me your tier list every once in a while. This is a long episode. I am so sorry. But hopefully you enjoyed it. I ranked some presidents, because if I ranked all the presidents, it's going to be 2 hours long. If you want me to do it, I'll definitely do it. Like, just tell me. Like, you can always call into the show. I'm worthy for call-ins. And say, do the 2-hour episode. This is a 29-minute episode. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and if you like it, please listen again. Tell your friends, your family, and your dog named Roscoe. Roscoe's a good name for dog. So, yes, me and my dog are... I need to let her out. She needs to go to the bathroom, and I need to go out for a walk. So, yes, if you liked this video, please listen again. Or, not video, episode. I'm still thinking I'm a YouTuber. Not a YouTuber. That was a long time ago. I don't know why I still think about it. My book is releasing soon. It will be on the Shepherd Show Facebook page, so there'll be the cover there. And the title of the book name is Take Off Your Mask, Masks Don't Work. So yes, it is a very good book. It's over 104 pages long. It's me brutally saying of why masks don't work and why you shouldn't wear your masks. So thank you for listening. You listen to The Sherbert Show, and thank you for 30 minutes of your time. See you next Thursday, and goodbye.